The Ballyshannon Workhouse is a very important building. It's a fantastic and the only complete example in County Donegal. It's at the stage where there's a large section of the workhouse is derelict. Work needs to be done very quickly, and been a lot of talk about it over many years. But it's also at a crucial point where, you know, thankfully work on the Shiel Hospital is going well, and the Rock Nursing Unit patients will transfer to the Shiel Hospital at some stage later this year. Something needs to be done with that workhouse, and I think the first and foremost is that we need to save the roof and make it watertight. It's a huge project. It will take a lot of money, but we need to find a pathway and come up with a decisive plan as to what is going to happen to the workhouse in Ballyshannon. I'm going to bring this up at the meeting, and you know, while there's a lot of work going on heritage buildings in Ballyshannon, it's something that we need to continue to work at with all our important buildings. It is Ireland's oldest town. It needs to be branded and protected in that way. I just think that the Ballyshannon Workhouse is crucial to this. Another element that I've been looking at in recent times is funding sources for this. And I think there should be options on a cross-border basis to team up with, for example, Enniskillen Workhouse or another workhouse across the border. And that could open up funding avenues, and there would be no better place to share our history and share our common past through some of these funding opportunities. The workhouse in Ballyshannon was occupied in the name by people from Fermanagh direction, Fermanagh area, back in famine times. And it's a shared past, it's a shared tragedy. And I think it's something that we could maybe turn around into a very positive part of this region's future. South Donegal, Fermanagh, Oma and Fermanagh Council, we've been talking to them, and I think it is an option that we could move forward and do something very special with Ballyshannon Workhouse.
And it's a historic building as well. Is it protected in any way?
Yeah, it's a protected structure. And, you know, any work that would have to be done to it would be obviously to high conservation standards. It's really important to do that, to look actually at the building and see the skill that was used in the building through the stonework, the masonry, the carving on the stones, and the way the building has lasted so long since 1843 when it was first built. The quality of workmanship is amazing there, and I do think that that is an area that I would love to see happen within the building, that we would be celebrating the traditional building skills and perhaps have an educational element to the final building in terms of what might actually be in the building. I think there's definitely room for a type of centre of excellence for traditional building skills. I think it would be a great place to house some of those educational courses, and it's just I suppose it's a thought that I really am working on and would like to see develop in the next few years.